I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Bree Lindsay. She's the producing artistic director of the Shawnee Summer Theater for the 2017 season. Last year, she was the education director. Bree will be there for Wonderettes, for Crimes of the Heart, I Do, Beanie and the Bamboozling Book, Melngar, and that final melodrama there. Bree, I understand that actually you grew up with Shawnee Theater.
I did. I was raised in Sweet City, Indiana. Shawnee was my first stage when I was 10 years old. I played a goose in Charlotte's Web.
No doubt a character role with some deep...
Absolutely. Deeply, deeply rooted in all of my, you know, artistic training.
Backstory?
Yes. Of course there was a backstory. Yes. So, yes. And I also played a card in Alice in Wonderland. And so I've always wanted to return as an adult to Shawnee, back to my roots, and really share my gifts.
Now, Shawnee is both a producing summer season with a professional theater company and also a school, which you were directing last year.
Yes, we're definitely growing with our youth departments. Our school is mostly a summer program for students around the county, but it has been growing exponentially through the past 2 years.
Really? Now, you're opening with a show actually based in high school called Wonderettes.
Yeah, The Marvelous Wonderettes are a 1950s and 60s musical. As I was picking a season to bring back to the county and to really grow the community at Shawnee, I thought about who our patrons are, and I was raised on 50s and 60s music. It's about four high school seniors that get asked to sing at their senior prom, and then Act Two is their 10-year reunion, so following the lives and the relationships of the friends.
Then we get a strange play called Crimes of the Heart with a woman who just is all heart.
Yes, this is about three sisters. As I picked the season, I was really looking at relationships and community and what family means. And this is actually three blood sisters that return to their small town roots as they try to fight their past to really find a happy future.
Then it's I Do, actually a musical, but an intimate one.
Yes, it is a two-person musical about marriage, and it spans 50 years. And I always remind people when I tell them, this is still a comedy after 50 years.
You've got a science whiz kid then called Beanie Boren?
Yes, Beanie and the Bamboozling Book Machine is about a child who hates to read, but he's really good at science, so he creates a book machine that will read for him. And whenever he goes to show this at the science fair, the witches of the books that he's thrown in, the Wizard of Oz, Hansel and Gretel, and Snow White, escape. So now he has to go on this journey to get the witches back into their books. And at the end, he realizes reading isn't so bad.
Then you've got a piece called Outside Melngar.
Yes, Outside Melngar is about two older neighbors. They've been farmers. One is a female, one is a male. They have been raised as neighbors on these farms in Ireland. We open the show with the female has just lost her father. And the parents of these two children are trying to discuss what do we do with our older children who have never settled down. And so it's really a Irish romantic comedy as they struggle to see if they can work things out as neighbors or if they're going to live separate for the rest of their lives.
And you're not going to reveal the mystery's end.
I'm not going to reveal the end. But as I said, with Green County, I said we can relate to this. Farmers that have grown up together, that know each other, that have had, they get along, they fight, normal everyday relationships.
Speaking of normal everyday relationships, then it's a chance to throw the soft tomatoes for the annual melodrama.
Yes, when I got hired as artistic director, they said, you cannot cut the melodrama because everyone from the community loves it. They love to get to throw the tomatoes.
Bree Lindsay, producing artistic director for the Shawnee Theater of Greene County, and it opens on June 15th with The Wonderettes. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.